Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, May 13th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the Los Angeles region. I'm Lisa Brenner. Today, why some CSU students are angry about the fall semester, the latest on Tuesday's 25th District special election, and a little bit of normalcy returns as beaches reopen. First, we've been following the ongoing situation at area nursing homes, where both residents and staff are being infected at high rates. Jackie Fortier has the latest.
It's hard to find out what's going on in nursing homes. Only essential staff are allowed to enter right now in an effort to contain numerous COVID-19 outbreaks. Restrictions are so tight that even the county's ombudsman's office can't get in. They advocate for patients and they act as an intermediary between nursing homes and residents. I talked to the LA County Ombudsman, and she's concerned about isolated residents' mental health and safety that's unrelated to the coronavirus. The California Department of Public Health has also suspended their routine inspections. They're focused on infection control. Keeping extraneous people out of nursing homes is still the priority. As of today, 800 deaths among LA County nursing home residents and staff have been attributed to COVID-19. That's nearly half of all the virus-related deaths in the county.
Today on KPCC's Air Talk, Chancellor Timothy White said students in the 23-campus California State University system will not pay less in the fall semester, even though their classes will remain online. And some students are not happy. Here's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez with more.
That was one of the biggest questions for about 500,000 students at the 23 campuses. And Chancellor Tim White answered it at a trustees meeting on Tuesday. He said that among other things, campuses just don't have the capacity to test, to trace cases in case of an outbreak on one of the campuses. He also said that there will be some in-person classes. He described a situation, for example, of a nursing class that may have about 5 students. In nursing classes, they use mannequins, and for practice, mannequin would be sanitized. He also said that some classes in architecture, engineering, physical sciences would be in person. The chancellor was on KPCC's Air Talk, and he answered another question that a lot of students have been answering, which is, will tuition and fees remain the same if the campuses are closed in the fall and learning remains online? And he answered that. He said that tuition and fees will remain the same as they are. The system's already facing pressure in a class action lawsuit right now, challenging the mandatory fees like for healthcare and that sort of thing. So, that pressure may extend over to tuition. And the chancellor and others are watching Governor Gavin Newsom and to see what cuts the governor is going to be announcing this week.
After polls closed Tuesday night, Republican Mike Garcia jumped out to a strong lead in the 25th District special election to complete the rest of former Representative Katie Hill's term in Congress. Libby Denkman was out there covering this election that, like so much else, has been complicated by the pandemic.
Yes, it looks like Republican former Navy fighter pilot Mike Garcia has won back the seat that Democrat Katie Hill flipped in the 2018 blue wave. His opponent, Democratic Assemblymember Christy Smith, is going back to work in Sacramento, she says. Garcia is now the first Republican to flip a Democratic House seat in California since 1998. Smith congratulated Garcia in a statement where she conceded the election this afternoon, but she added that this special election in North LA County and East Ventura County was only one step in the process, and she was turning her attention to November, when these two candidates will meet again for a new 2-year term in Congress. Democrats will be disappointed in this outcome. They do hold about a 7-point voter registration advantage in the district. Republicans, meanwhile, are celebrating their first pickup of a Democratic seat in quite some time. Garcia says he's ready to go to work and that these are difficult times and he's going to focus on helping small businesses and families.
And finally, after being closed for more than 6 weeks, LA County and city beaches reopened on Wednesday. But before you pack up for a day in the sun, there are plenty of rules meant to encourage social separation. Here's Emily Henderson on what to expect as officials test the waters on this small but welcome step towards returning to normalcy.
Yes, beaches like Redondo and Manhattan are open today. There are some restrictions in place. Of course, people need to keep a 6-foot physical distance from others and wear face masks when they're on the sand. They aren't required in the water. You can't be sunbathing or picnicking. Beaches are open for recreational activities, things like running, swimming, surfing, but no group sports. Some areas like piers and boardwalks are still closed, but this is the first step. And I spoke to Manhattan Beach Mayor Richard Montgomery this morning, and he said it's a big deal, especially especially for coastal cities where beaches are a part of the community identity. After people have been stuck inside so much lately, he said it'll be a relief just to be able to take a walk along the beach. Mayor Montgomery did say it's really important that people follow the rules that are in place, and lifeguards will be out monitoring beaches. He said that if people follow the rules now, beaches could open up more, but if there are problems with compliance, county or state health officials could shut things down again.